we'll start registration for the Freedom Run, which is a Victor Guthrie Senior Memorial Run, at 7 o'clock. It'll be at Sandy Beach, and the race will start at 8. And this year, we've actually made a little bit of a change to the race itself. Instead of it being a timed race, this is a community run and walk. It's $15 for per person or $40 for a family. And each person will get a white T-shirt and a white pair of sunglasses, because throughout the race, you'll be splashed with red and blue coloring. And so by the end of the race, we expect you to be fully patriotic and all the colors of the American flag and the feeling of the 4th of July. At the very end of the race, we're going to have a big color plume. And so everyone will have cups of red and blue. And there at Sandy Beach, we'll count to three, and then everyone will throw up their colors. It's actually a really cool thing to watch.
Oh, great. So you said that ends at about 9:30. So what comes after that?
Well, we have bike decorating. It's a free event for people on bicycles, and it's going to be down in front of the Trading Union grocery store. It'll go from 10 to about 10:30.
To 10:30. Yes. And then that'll go basically right up until when the parade starts. Yeah.
At 11.
What will you be doing there?
I will actually be down towards the end of the parade, which is where we will have the national anthem sung. And then once the national anthem is sung, the parade will begin. The theme this year is Remember Why. It's the 4th of July. And so we will have a group of people at the beginning that will have judged the different parade
categories.
Thank you, Judy. And so once we have those all judged, it'll go through the whole entire community. And then on the second time back, we'll actually announce those who won and give us a chance to praise them for the creative ideas that they put into their floats.
Sure. And again, we mentioned construction. Construction won't be a problem going down Nordic Drive at all?
No, it'll be just like Mayfest, where they will finish up to the point that they're at right now, and then they're going to clear everything out of the way. So that way we still have, you know, a clean thoroughfare to be able to move right through. Yeah, we really have to, you know, say thank you to CECON for making that possible. I know it's not been easy on them to, you know, push that timetable through, but they've done a good job, and they've made it possible both Mayfest and also here for the 4th of July that the road is as done as it possibly can be. So that way we can still have our annual celebrations right where we're used to doing them.
And so after the parade, what will be starting then?
The Humane Association is going to be doing their Strut Your Mutt activity as well down on Main Street. And that'll be just an opportunity for people to bring their dogs out, dress them up, and everyone to come and see the costumes that they put their dogs in.
And are there going to be any new events that you're throwing in this year that are we haven't done in the past?
Well, yes and no. Most of the events are, you know, your typical ones that we've always done. The bed race is back this year. Last year we didn't have it. Unfortunately, the two beds went missing from previous years. So Ole Whitethorn has built us some new ones. So what we're going to do with that one is we're going to make a few changes to the actual race itself. We've got a couple of 90s that people will have to slide onto them before they hop onto the bed, and then they'll have to race to the other side of the street. They'll have to take a drink of water. They'll have to change the 90 with somebody else, and that person will then have to hop on the bed, and then you push the bed to the other side. And then we'll have a couple of helium balloons that will also have shaving cream on the inside of them. And then they'll have to take the shaving cream and put the shaving cream on the balloon and shave the balloon without popping it. And so whoever finishes the whole entire race will be named the winner.
So you're feeling good then?
We are. We are feeling very good. Very good. I mean, you know, last year, for me, we took it a little bit slow, just wanted to kind of get the feel for things. This year we've added a few new events and activities just so that way we can kind of keep pace with it. But I feel really good about where we're at right now.